Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
If you could eat like a kid for a full day, what would you eat?
Oh, man.
Latest numbers on what Americans think of ghosts and vampires and why you need to stop raking leaves. It is Tuesday, the 22nd of October of 2019. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. Before we get to those stories, you remember all the rules you hated as a kid and then immediately started breaking as soon as you turned 18 or you were on your own?
Sure.
Yeah, well, a new survey asked people about all the food-related rules that parents had for them, and the top five food rules we had as kids that we love breaking as grown-ups: no eating on the couch. More than half of us do it as adults, which seems low. 49% never do that? Also, how they said, remember, you can't have breakfast for dinner.
Yes, you can have breakfast for dinner.
Wow, that's why Denny's was created.
Right.
Or Perkins.
Right.
Or Village Inn.
Or yes.
Wherever you go. No snacks before a meal.
No snacks before a meal. Those are called appetizers.
No sweets before bed.
Actually,
I'm not a big sweet tooth fan, so that was never a problem for me.
That was always a problem. Sweets are an all-day food in my world.
You can't have dessert for dinner. It was rare that we even got dessert, and it was usually if we had company.
Same.
And if it was, it was like Del Monte peaches.
Yeah.
In like a really heavy syrup, and that was about it.
We had dessert at every meal. Something sweet.
They also asked about the rules we want to break, but don't. The top five are eating with your hands, blowing bubbles in your drink, hiding food you don't want to eat, playing with your food, and sneaking food to the dog. Having food fights also made the top 10. A third of us sometimes feel that urge.
I've never felt the urge to throw food at people.
No.
Any of those things. I mean, that's wasting food. You'd want to eat it, right?
True.
What is that about?
Says the fat guy.
But if you've ever been in a school cafeteria when one broke out with hard-boiled eggs, it is kind of fun.
Were you?
It's a possibility. That may have happened. Now, remember, and let's talk about food. When we were young and that extra cupcake didn't go straight to your thighs or gut, 2,000 people, they asked them, what would you eat if you could eat like a kid for a whole day with no consequences? And here's what the average American's full day of kids' meals would look like. We would start out with yogurt for breakfast.
No, cake.
Yeah, yogurt does sound like kind of an adult choice
like an
to me.
Adult, like responsible, like
Otherwise,
healthy choice.
Sidebar, speaking of yogurt, I just posted an article on our Q102 Facebook page with this little girl named Olivia. Her dad went outside to get the mail or something.
Uh-huh.
And while he was out of the house for 5 minutes, she ate 18 yogurt cups.
Wow.
She's like two.
That's funny.
Let's see. So yogurt for breakfast, we would do pizza for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream is a midday snack.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza again for dinner.
Yeah, I could get on board.
And then apple pie for dessert. Nobody put fried chicken in there? Actually, they did for lunch. Fried chicken was the second choice.
I would have thought it would have been chicken nuggets. They do nuggets and fries.
Yeah.
You know, growing up, I never had French fries as a side to pizza, but I see so many kids doing that. I think I'll have pizza and fries for dinner. All right. Sold. I can get on that train.
The breakfast foods with the most votes besides yogurt: bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches and ice cream. For lunch, top choices were pizza, fried chicken, and burgers. And for dinner, the foods with the most votes were pizza, fried chicken, and spaghetti and meatballs.
Yum.
Ice cream, chips, and fries are our top snacks. Those go great just on their own.
True.
And then top desserts, apple pie, milkshakes, and chocolate chip cookies. If I was going to do a dessert, like my ultimate favorite was strawberry shortcake. I like strawberry shortcake. What's interesting, though, is how the roles of kids versus parents have changed over the years. The majority of parents out there, you know how they put limits on their kids' screen time, but it does seem like now that more and more kids are having to put limits on their parents' screen time, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We have it at our house blocked out.
Like, we're like, Penelope tell you to put your phone down?
Sometimes, but she mostly will be like, when she is 2.5 and she grabs the phone and is like, cheese, like she knows she's going to get a picture taken, or she'll be like, YouTube. I'm like, we're done. You're too little for that.
Like, I haven't had to ask my parents to put their screen time down, but my mom always answers the phone on speaker at restaurants.
Does she really?
Like, Fran, turn it off. Like, what? Etiquette.
And why does she do the speaker? Is it just because she wants to be polite to everyone at the table? Like, all right, I'm going to have a conversation and I don't want to exclude anyone.
I think it's like, well, me and Gene are at lunch. How you doing, baby?
Everybody's here.
I can hear the whole restaurant. She's got it on the table. And, you know, the silverware is clattering. I can barely hear her talking.
I feel bad for the person on the other end of the phone that can't hear anything but just
That's
the noise and the
me.
Clattering and everything else. Yeah.
But if it's, you know, I'm with her, she's like, her friend will call, or someone will call, my brother will call, and she'll just answer it and just have this long conversation on speaker, like, without any care. Maybe that's part of getting older, is you just don't give a bleep.
You don't care.
I think that's it for sure. Plus, I don't think they can hear as great as they used to. So I think speakerphone assists in that department.
In other words, they hear better listening to the other person on a speaker as opposed to having the phone up here.
They struggle with the cell phones, getting it in the right spot on their ear to be able to hear.
Mm. It's like, you know, my mother's got, you know, the earpiece supposed to go right here, but she's got it up on the top of her head and can't figure out why she can't hear anything.
Jennifer, are you there?
I'm here, Mom. Pull the phone down. Move it around your ear. Test it out a little. You'll find a spot.
Well, and how many second date updates have we had where we're talking to someone on the phone and we keep hearing this? You know?
Yeah.
Like, because their face is just not aligned properly, so it's setting off one of the touch tones.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I went out with this guy, and he was like, yeah, it didn't work. Sound effect. I was going to make a point, but you know what I mean.
I do.
Yeah, so I guess more and more kids between the ages of 5 and 18 years old say they've actually had to ask their parents to put their phone down.
Yeah. Jacob has taken my phone out of my hands before.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of texting or emailing or something, and he has, you know, a very pressing issue. Like, he needs to tell me that he heard High Hopes at 3:15 this afternoon. John was supposed to take it off the list, but didn't. So a very pressing matter like that.
Hmm.
He does not have the patience to wait for me to get on the phone.
69% of the parents admit it was hard. And they do feel, and they use the word, addicted to their phone.
I think so. I think we're so connected and we take so much on that we have got to have our phone there in order to feel like we're doing whatever it is that we're supposed to be doing.
Right. Now, when you are on your phone, I will tell you, a great source if you're looking for statistics of any kind is YouGov. You ever checked out YouGov? YouGov has everything. Like, if you want to find out, you know, how many gun owners there are in America, or, you know, what the population thinks about this topic or that topic, that's actually a pretty good source, because they go directly to the source. You know, if you want to look at home ownership in this country, they go right to the, you know, National Association of Realtors or whatever credible source there is. And they do a lot of that Google streaming for you. And one of the things that they looked at was whether or not Americans believe in ghosts or vampires or even demons. Turns out 45% of Americans say they believe ghosts are real. They may not necessarily have seen or experienced a presence, but they believe that they're out there.
Oh yeah.
And 45% also believe demons are real, especially, you know, if you have some kind of faith, it's probably not that surprising. And 13% believe that vampires are even real. About a third of people say they've actually felt the presence of some kind of supernatural being, like a ghost or spirit. And a much smaller percentage say they've communicated directly with a ghost or someone who's died. But perhaps the spookiest part of the survey was that 7% of people said that Mounds bars are one of their three favorite candies. Mounds.
I love Mounds.
Sometimes you don't feel like a nut.
I actually had this exact same conversation with Tim a little bit yesterday about coconut. Because yeah. I was like, why do people have to put coconut on stuff? Like, it ruins stuff for me.
Is it the texture or the flavor or both?
I like the flavor. Like, I enjoy pina colada. And
it's the texture then. It's that shaved coconut.
Fingernails. And he was like, that's the best part. And I'm like, you're gross. But I think that's why people get crazy about Mounds. And what's the other one?
Almond Joy.
Because of the nuts or because of the coconut.
Almond Joy's got nuts.
Mounds don't.
Yeah, so if you're one of those people who believe in ghosts.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Yes. You or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Ghostbusters. Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you.
Ghostbusters. Speaking of ghosts, is a 32-year-old woman named Maritza Siebels from Naperville, Illinois. And on Friday night, she put her 18-month-old son down in his crib for the night. And then she saw something really startling on the baby monitor. There was a ghost baby in the crib with her son.
It was creepy looking.
Yes.
Very creepy looking. I could see why she freaked out.
She went into his room and there was no sign of the ghost baby, but there was vividly on the monitor this image of a ghost baby, and she could not sleep all night. Next morning, she's investigating, finally figured out the answer. Her husband hadn't put the mattress cover under the sheet.
Right.
And the label of the mattress had a picture of a baby on it.
Yeah.
And without a mattress cover, the night vision camera from the baby monitor was seeing right through the sheet to the label underneath, which made it look like a ghost baby was in the crib.
Oh, wow.
Which sounds crazy, but if you check out the pictures she posted online, you could totally see how she was convinced.
I'll put it up on one of our, let me see where we have an opening, but I'll put it up for you.
Yeah, Maritza shared her story on Facebook, and now it's going viral, so Fritz will put that up for you. And Burger King likes messing around with food colors for Halloween, even if the buns do some weird things to your internal plumbing. But back in 2015, you may recall, Burger King made a Halloween Whopper with a black bun that wound up turning people's poop green. Then last year, they made a black cherry Fanta slushy that also turned people's poop weird dark colors. Well, this year, their new Halloween sandwich is the Ghost Whopper, and its big gimmick is that it comes on a white cheddar cheese flavored bun. There's no word on what color it's going to turn your poop this year, but whatever color it is, it'll affect fewer people than past years because BK is only selling the Ghost Whopper in 10 stores. And those 10 stores are in, let's see, Detroit, Memphis, Philly. You going to Detroit anytime soon?
No.
Let's see, Memphis, Philadelphia, Phoenix, San Antonio, San Fran, New Orleans, Savannah, Georgia. Oh, and Somerville, South Carolina.
Hmm.
They posted a new ad where a psychic named, who is this? Is this a man or a Riz, R-I-Z, Mirza, Riz Mirza, taste tests it while supposedly channeling other people's spirits.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.